Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
This is a particular case of recent occurrence for which there is ministerial responsibility and that warrants the immediate attention of the House by way of an urgent debate. I call on Darren Fenton to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
That being the results of the Royal Commission's inquiry into the Pike River mine disaster, which killed 29 miners and led to the resignation of Kate Wilkinson from her Labour portfolio, although she remains a minister in John Key's cabinet. More from that snap debate later in the programme, but first the Prime Minister faced questions from opposition leaders, including Winston Peters. It was the New Zealand First Party's turn to ask the first question of the day, and Mr. Peters used it to ask the Prime Minister about his government's responsibility for the disaster.
Well, I think the Royal Commission made it clear that it was possible that these deaths were preventable. I think the Royal Commission also made it clear, and correctly and legally so, that the primary responsibility for health and safety rests with the company, but the government, as the regulator through the Department of Labour, also has to shoulder some of that responsibility.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Now, does he not think there is a pattern here of removing sound rules and regulations, such as that which led to the Leakey Homes disasters in their tens of thousands, the Rena disaster and Pike River disaster, and will he admit now National's culpability in these catastrophes?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no.
Mr. Key faced a similar question from the Greens' Kevin Haig.
Does he agree that the deregulation of occupational health and safety that occurred in the 1990s was the major factor in creating an environment where management at Pike River were able to ignore workers' calls to improve safety? And if not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no. Let's take a step back. The primary responsibility of any company when it comes to health and safety issues rests with that company. So a good employer is always going to make sure that their employees are safe in the workplace. The role of a regulator is to someone to ensure that the company is fulfilling its obligations, not to fulfil those obligations for the company. The company itself must do that. In the case of Pike River Coal, the company utterly failed.
Opposition leader David Shearer, meanwhile, focused his questions to Mr. Key on potential remedies.
Will his government implement all 16 of the Royal Commission's recommendations to improve workplace health and safety in New Zealand, including the establishment of a new Crown agent? And if not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, as I said yesterday, highly likely that we will implement the vast bulk of the recommendations, which may well include recommendation one, which is the issue in relation to a separate Crown entity. I will say, though, we've had the report for 6 days. There are other examples of independent Crown agencies that aren't necessarily always the best way to measure things. There are pros and cons of the issues. The government's asking officials for advice on that issue. But it's very possible that we will implement an independent Crown agency, but let's just make sure we've got it absolutely right.
The Prime Minister John Key now to that snap debate and this report from Rhys Lyon.
Channeling his party leader, New Zealand First MP Dennis O'Rourke blamed the tragedy on John Key.
I think the Prime Minister was completely wrong when he said today that it was firstly a matter for the company itself. It is not. It is firstly a matter for the government to ensure a robust safety culture in this country. And it just shows, I believe, more bad leadership by this Prime Minister. More spray and walk away. More light-handed stuff which leads to this sort of result.
Acting Labour Minister Christopher Finlayson said the government was doing all it could in response to the Royal Commission's report.
There are major issues that need to be addressed, and I've already said on a number of occasions that this government is utterly committed to addressing them.
But that wasn't good enough for Labour's Trevor Mallard, who said Kate Wilkinson could have prevented the tragedy.
Kate Wilkinson ignored representations on safety issues months before the tragedy from Damien O'Connor, who was an MP representing the West Coast. I worked with Damien on his letter to her. It was a letter that was sent privately as a warning based on what he had heard, and she chose not to act on that warning. and in fact she rejected that warning in writing. We will want to know in the fullness of time who was briefed.
Labour's Trevor Mallard speaking in a snap debate on the Royal Commission's report into the Pike River coal mine tragedy.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.